our sages instituted that we part of our magid should be recounting our shameful past and evolving into our the praise of where Hashem brought us nowadays. And that's called in the Talmudic terms matchil begnut, you begin with shame, umseim b'shevach. And before we do that, Reuven, tell us how our charoses come out. Is it good? See, I mean, right? Usually guys polish it off. Yeah. A little bit more what?
Almonds,
right. I thought so. More almonds and maybe more apples.
Almonds or
walnuts? Not almonds, though. Walnuts, right. I got it wrong. Walnuts, right. Okay, so let's begin with the gnut. Mitchila avdei avodah zarah hayu avoteinu. Originally, our ancestors, Terach, Avram, they were pagans. They worshipped idols. Ve'achshav kirvanu hamakom la'avodto. And now Hashem brought us near to His service. So we began with the shame, and we brought it up straight to the shevach. Look at the praise. Hashem brought us close to His service. Shenemar, as the verse says, Ve'yomer Yoshua al kol ha'am. Yoshua said to the nation, this is in the end of the book of Yoshua. Yoshua says, let's review our history, men. And he does a recounting of Jewish history before he passes on. And he tells them, Ko amar Hashem Elokei Israel, this is what Hashem, the God of Israel, said. Your forefathers lived on the other side of the river from way back when, on the other side of the Euphrates. Terach Abi Avram Bavi Nachor, it begins with Terach, Avram and Nachor's father. They worshipped other gods. I took your father Abraham from the other side of the Euphrates. That's why Avram is called Avram ha-Ivri, Avram who comes from the Eiver Anahar, the other side of the river. And I took him throughout the land of Canaan. I made his seed flourish. I gave Yitzchak two sons, Yaakov and Esav. And Esav was given the mountain of Seir as an inheritance. And Yaakov and his children went down to Egypt. Baruch, now we thank Hashem who kept His promise. Baruch Shomer Avtachto LiYisrael Baruch Hu. Now I notice you guys are all using my agados. I have a question. Don't you think you should own your own agados? So look around, get yourself a good art scroll or Feldine translation. I recommend, like I said last night, get a commentary that's real. Don't get those Vertalach, those Hasidish commentaries. Get a commentary that explains pshat, what's going on here. You guys have to understand. And I don't know, you know, I like this one. This is Alachik Agada, the Kol Dodi Agada. Get one that you like. But Vertalach, yeah. A vort is like okay. Right, so I have to do some homework and find out. I recommend this one, but maybe you'll find other ones that you like. I like the Kol Dodi Agada, the art scroll. Baruch Shomer Avtachato LiYisrael Baruch Hu. Blessed is the one that kept His promise, keeps His promise to Israel. Blessed is He. Hashem gave us a promise. The promise isn't to any individual that He will live. The promise is that the people will live. That no nation, no people will succeed in annihilating us. Shakadosh Baruch Hishav Et Hakets. Hashem, He calculated the end of bondage. La'asot kmo she'ne'amar l'Avram v'in b'rit ben Abtarim, to do as He promised Avram in the covenant b'rit ben Abtarim. She'ne'amar, the verse says, Vayom al Avram, Hashem said to Abraham, Yado teda, I want you to know, ki ger yezarcha be'er solehem, your seed will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. Va'avadum, and they will be in servitude for them, v'inutam, they will afflict them, albamot shana, total of 400 years. I will judge the nation they will serve. And then they will leave with great wealth. And Hashem has kept His promise to Israel. Now, if we were only talking about that ancient promise to Avram, then we have a problem. Why is it called Shomer Avtachato? He keeps His promise. That's why we said it's a different promise. That's what Rav Siegel said earlier tonight. That the Vehi She'omda simply is referring back to Avtachato, Hashem's promise that we will not be annihilated. It all begins with the Bris Ben Absarim, that Hashem chooses us as His people in that covenant with Avram Avinu. But the promise is a promise that Am Yisrael will last. And about that promise we say the Vehi She'amda, which we are about to begin with that song.